It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director, Paul Ramo, with the Subway pregame show.
If the Subway Club were a club, it'd be called the Subway Club Club, and everyone would want to get in for the turkey, Black Forest ham, and roast beef, and dance music. Turkey, ham, roast beef. Turkey, ham, roast beef. Get the Subway Club or the Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki because they're footlongs and they're delicious. Subway, so much sandwich. Also, somebody should open up a Subway Club Club.
Visit your local Subways in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. I'm in Dawson tonight for a Camden Conference matchup between the Blackjacks and the Yellow Menacee Sting. And with me is head coach Andrea Blackjacks. And Andrea, back in conference play after a weekend tournament last weekend.
Yep, we played in Westbrook last weekend. Last Saturday we played five other teams from more in the Westbrook area, and our girls played pretty good. They showed that they really wanted to, you know, improve that weekend, because that's what tournaments are for. So I'm really proud of them.
You said they played pretty good defense, you thought.
They did, yes. That's one thing that I'm really trying to work on in practice, and they looked pretty good on Saturday for their defense. So now we got to put it all together.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to come together. We've got a whole season to play yet, right?
Yep, it's still early.
Yep. All right, well, you got Yellow Medicine East Sting tonight. Who's starting for the Blackjacks here?
So we'll have Avery Bartunek, Mary Boffin, Megan Mamer, Lydia Offit, Caroline Dahl, Jenna Wyam, and then Amelia Olson will play, and Tara Johnson will be our libero.
Oh, okay. Talk about your setter, Lydia Offit. How's she doing this year?
She's a senior, and she's looking pretty strong. Coming from me being a setter, I sometimes find myself yelling at her more than other players, but that's just because I know what to expect, and I know what I can expect from her. She's a really hard player, and she has worked really hard getting to know all of her hitters, how they like their sets and everything. Yep. So that's what we've been working on in practice.
That's right. A few years ago, I remember you were a setter, weren't you?
I was.
It's kind of the quarterback of the team, right? You direct what's going to happen.
Yep. I mean, for setters, a lot of it, the hitters get the point, and everyone focuses on the hitters. But it had to come from the set first. So that setter doesn't always get recognized, but they're the strong part of the team. So. Yep.
Talk about your hitters.
We got some big hitters. Mary Boffin, Caroline Dahl, Avery Bartunek are probably our strongest hitters right now. They're big blockers as well up in the front row. Megan Mamer is also a strong blocker on the right side. So we got some big girls up front.
Yeah. Tell us, you know, much about YME. I know you know their coach, though, don't you?
I do. I actually have one class with her right now at FMSU. So I saw her last night.
All right. Yeah, Leah Fadness, of course. We'll be talking to Leah here shortly. She's been a couple years, I think, head coach at YME, hasn't she?
Yep.
So, and she's attending SMSU too, you said, huh?
Yep, she is. We have a health class together.
Okay. I'm sure you're not talking health when you're together either, are you?
No.
Talking volleyball, I bet, huh? All right. Well, Andrea, best of luck to you tonight against the Sting. May talk to you after the game.
Awesome. Thank you, Paul.
Yep. That's head coach Andrea Lee of the Blackjacks. Continuing with the Subway pregame show, I have YME's head coach here, Leah Fadness, and Leah and I go kind of way back, don't we, to the Mineota days, huh?
Yes, we certainly do, Paul.
When did you play for the Vikings? What year did you graduate from Mineota?
Do I have to admit that?
Yeah.
I graduated in 2010.
Okay.
So I've been out of school a little bit of time now. Third year here at YME. Excited to get tonight's game rolling.
Awesome. Who are some of the Vikings you played with on your team? You went to state a few years?
We did go to state a couple of times, win the state championship.
Oh, you're on the state championship team.
Yeah, yep. Okay. I played with the Hennins, Haley, their coach now.
Okay.
I played with Sam and Kelsey. I also played with Alyssa Bicey, Brooke Minahan, and Clark Hoffman.
All right. I remember when you got the head coaching job at YME, I was so excited for you because, hey, I know her.
Yeah, thank you.
Third year, you said?
Yeah, this is my third year. And just starting off as a little bit of change of pace coming from Mineota, but definitely moving in the right direction. It's starting to feel a little more competitive. We're starting to be a little more disciplined. I feel positive about the way things are headed.
Good. I'd always look and see how YME's doing because I always do that when I know the coaches. So
I love that. Thank you.
Yeah, you
I
bet.
Appreciate the support.
You bet. All right. Well, why don't you introduce your starters to us tonight against the Blackjacks here?
Tonight, we'll be looking at two seniors starting for us. We've got Megan Gallagher. She'll play a little bit in the middle, probably a little on the outside. Mackenzie Deardall, she's a sixth rotation middle. Jaden Zachary, she's a sophomore. She'll play on the right side, as well as Allie Steffen. She is a sophomore as well. She'll be playing on the outside. Abby Janish will be controlling the back row for us as the libero. She's a junior. And Yancey Flores is a freshman. She'll be our starting middle. And then running our offense will be Madison Hins, our setter, and she's a junior.
Oh, okay. Those are some familiar names. You got some girls back from last year then?
Yeah, starting to build off a little bit of what we had last year. Still trying to help some of those younger kids find some confidence. Yeah. And, you know, they're starting to fit in really nicely.
Yeah. I understand you had a pretty good showing at the Southwest Challenge in Marshall. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, in the past we've gone to the Southwest Challenge and it's been a little bit difficult for us. And this year we, you know, had a little bit of a turning point. We were able to compete with some of the bigger teams. Now I'd say one of our, you know, biggest wins there was probably against Waconia. We beat them in three. You know, so just trying to build tonight off the intensity that mind and the competitiveness, which is, you know, that tournament is such a great tournament. There's so many great teams. We talk a lot about how, you know, playing tougher teams is going to make us, you know, a lot better, right. Lot better team.
Yep, sure. Well, Coach Andrea Lee said some nice things about you just a few minutes ago, so it's your turn. You know each other well, huh? Or you know each other.
Yeah, I know who Andrea is. Yeah. I don't know her very well. She's a little bit younger than me.
Yeah.
But some of those kids, actually, I've coached from the Dawson team playing JOs, so know a couple of them. Their lineup is, you know, looking similar to ours. A couple of seniors, a couple of juniors, a couple of sophomores. So it should be a fun night.
Yep. How's the Camden Conference going for you so far early in the season here? What you expected in the Camden Conference so far?
Yeah, the Camden Conference, you know, per usual, is always pretty competitive. We actually competed pretty tough against Mineota, which was good for us. Being able to drive all the way to Tyler the first day of school and get that win in five, that was a great win for us as well. But I know Andrea's done a great job with Dawson, and I can see that they're heading in the right direction by looking at some of their scores, trying to, you know, get my head into some of the games that they've played as well. Okay. So I think tonight should be a competitive and, you know, a great game.
All right, Leah, thanks for your time. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, that's Leah Fadness, head coach of the YME Sting. That wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll come back with your first serve here between the Sting and the Blackjacks right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses. Johnson Memorial Health Services, Canby Co-op Credit Union, AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Dawson Truck Parts, Wolfslager Excavating, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, The Wold Agency, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Rise Nursery and Tree Service, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Ortonville Area Health Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Dawson Grain Co-op, Northern Plains Tiling, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen. Sports brought to you by Vicks Plumbing and Heating, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Larson Brothers Concrete, Appleton Area Health Services, B. Johnson Electric, First Security Bank of Canby, Woodland Centers, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Builders First Source, Haugen Insurance Agency, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Ludvigson Tiling, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Ottertail Power Company. Sports brought to you by Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Mineota Building Center, Erickson Chevrolet, Appleton Building Center, Kluber Law Office, Tufty Auto and Sales, Rural Solutions Incorporated, Whitnable Construction, Tostins and Septic, Dawson Auto Glass, Pro Image Partners, Chris Wodzinski, Wodzinski for House, State Representative, Farmers Co-op Association, Midwest Power Sports, Madison Healthcare Services, Jubilee Foods, Fernholz Crop Insurance, Sanford Medical Center of Canby, Midwest Truck Parts, Cargill, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Jim's Market in Canby, Culligan, Heather Nursery and Floral, Ridgeview Seeds, Myers Electric and Infrared, Bought Appliance and Electronics. Sports brought to you by Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, A&B Auto, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Peterson Team Realty, Boris Crop Insurance, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Steve Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Ryan Smith Prairie Brand Seeds, United Prairie Bank, Madison Dental Clinic. Sports brought to you by the Federated Telephone Company, State Bank of Taunton, Heartland Eye Care, Klein Bank, Madison Bottling Company, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, DuPont Pioneer, Cockleman Construction, Heartland Motor Company, Appleton Dental Clinic, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Sather Building Supplies, KSN Drywall Finishing, Lee Motor Company, Guess Wine Motors Incorporated, Lund Implement Company, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, and Madison Welding and Repair. Thanks for joining us for sports broadcasts here on 92.1 FM.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212 in Dawson, serving this area for over 125 years. They're here to serve their patrons today and for years to come. Dawson Grain Co-op is open to new members anytime. Try us once and we know you'll be back. Come and watch us grow. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, or on the web at www.dawsongrain.com. Also by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest Corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Look them up at Golden Harvest Corn, NK brand soybeans, or call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Ryan reminds everyone to always stay safe. Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota. Do you need electrical wiring done? Give Jesse Myers of Myers Electric in Appleton a call today. Jesse does large and small projects, commercial, industrial, and residential electric service available. Jesse stands behind all his work, and service is what Myers Electric in Appleton is all about. Call Myers Electric today at 320-226-7447. That's Myers Electric, Appleton. Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all of your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Dawson Boyd Community Center. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Hope you enjoyed the Subway pregame show with Leah Badness, the head coach of the Sting, and Andrea Lee of the Blackjacks. And always fun to visit with those two. They bring a lot of energy to the sport of volleyball, that's for sure. Well, we should have a good matchup here tonight between Dawson Boyd and Yellow Medicine East. The Blackjacks come in with a record of 2-5, and the Sting are 4-4. And you heard in the pregame, Subway pregame show, that they're pretty happy with their tournament, how they played in their tournaments this past weekend. Let's go through the starting lineups. First, for the Yellow Medicine East Sting, under third-year head coach Leah Fadness. Number three, Jaden Thackeray. Thackeray is a sophomore, right-side hitter. Allie Steffen is number four. She's an outside hitter and a sophomore. Number seven, Megan Gallagher, the middle hitter. She's a senior. She's had a lot of volleyball experience for the Sting. Madison Hins, she's a setter, number 11. Number 10 is Flores, a middle hitter and a freshman. And number 15, Mackenzie Deardall, a senior middle hitter. As I mentioned, the Sting are coached by Leah Fadness and assisted by Alexis Peters. For the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight, we have Avery Bartunik, middle hitter and a junior. Mary Boffin, outside hitter and a senior. Megan Mamer, right side hitter, 5'8" junior. Lydia Offit is the setter. She's doing a super job this year. 5'5" senior. Caroline Dahl, an outside hitter, 5'8" sophomore. Young, good-looking volleyball player for the Blackjacks. And number 10, Jenna Wyam, outside hitter, 5'7" senior. Blackjacks are coached by Andrea Lee. And Rhonda Nelson Olson. B squad tonight, Rhonda's team. They split with YME. The Blackjacks took the first set 25-20, and YME took the second set 25-20. Kind of starting a little early tonight. C squad, the Yellow Medicine East, swept Dawson Boyd 3-0. So we are set to go here. The libero player for Yellow Medicine East is Abby Janich. She's a junior. She's on the floor in the back row. Here comes Dawson Boyd's Tara Johnson, the libero player, off the bench. She is going to serve here. As Lydia Offit will serve the volleyball, and we are underway here in Dawson between the Sting and the Blackjacks. Here's a set by Lydia, and a drive, and a kill there by Bartunek. Or that was Caroline Dahl. Excuse me, Caroline Dahl with the kill. And the Blackjacks off to a 1-0 lead over the Sting. Nice crowd on hand here tonight in Dawson on this Tuesday evening. Here's a drive by number 15, Jerdahl. Now back to the Blackjack, and Mamer hits the net ball into the net. And we're tied 1-1. Leah Fadden is sitting just to my right here, just a few feet from me, so I can hear about every word she says. So I feel like I'm on the bench with her. Love broadcasting volleyball here from courtside in Dawson. We're tied up 1-1. The serve goes into Mary Boffin, bumps it up to Johnson. She pushes it over. Here's a set and a drive by Dierdahl, and a nice dig there by Offit, and the Blackjacks get it over the net. The set goes from Hins, and Sting get it over, and they're going to give a point to the Sting. Hins is a setter. She wears number 8. And as you heard Coach Andrea Lee mention in the Subway pregame show, how important a setter is in volleyball. 2-1, Yellow Medicine East leading. The back judge cleaning up, doing some house cleaning there. Some kids left some signs on the floor there. Actually, some signs just fell off the wall. That's what it is. It's Hawaiian night here. The Dawson Boyd students are all dressed in Hawaiian attire. If I'd have known that, I would have worn my many Hawaiian shirts. And air there into the net by the Blackjacks, and the Sting have a 3-1 lead as we continue play here. Yellow Medicine East in their gray tops, gray and maroon uniforms. Sting is serving. This is number 3, Zachary, and the Blackjacks get it over. Mamer gets it over on the third hit. Here's Hins, the setter. Oh, she just hits it over herself and gets the point. Madison Hins. Nice job by her there. 4-1 the score. And Jaden Zachary tosses the volleyball in the air, gets it way into the back row. Jenna Wyatt passes it up to Mary Boffin. And here's Mamer, gets it over on the third hit again. Hins setting up a drive here by Steffen, and a nice dig by Johnson, but the ball falls to the floor. And another point for Yellow Medicine East, and Coach Andrea Lee calling a quick timeout. We'll take a break. 5-1, Sting here in set one.
Hi, this is Mary Boffin of the Dawson Boyd Blackjack Volleyball Team, and you're listening to Blackjack Volleyball right here on Q92. Let's go, Blackjacks!
Sanford Canby Medical Center provides comprehensive health care to families across our region. Our communities are fortunate to be served by a full staff of board-certified physicians providing adult medicine, women's health, obstetrics, pediatrics, general surgery, and geriatric care. Specialty outreach clinics provide the Southwest Minnesota region with specialized care close to home. Sanford Canby Medical Center, sanfordcanby.org.
For auto and semi-truck glass repair and replacement, it's Dawson Auto Glass. Call Sean Duth at 320-226-1900. That's 320-226-1900. Or check him out at Dawson Auto Glass at mediacom.net. Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Madison. They offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150, Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
All right, welcome back to Dawson, everyone. That timeout by Coach Andrew Lee woke the Blackjacks up. They were down 5-1 when we went to commercial break, and now just coming out of that timeout by Coach Lee, it's 6-3. Caroline Dahl with two monster kills, and there's another hit by Caroline, and it's dug up by Zachary. Now a drive by Gallagher, and it's a kill for Megan Gallagher for the Sting. Gallagher's number 7, good basketball player for the Sting as well. Good athlete all around. Gallagher is 7-3, the score. During that timeout, Coach Andrew Lee really got into the Blackjacks, telling the girls to wake up. We started playing volleyball. They were down 5-1. 7-4 now the score, and Caroline Dahl will serve for Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks down by 3. Serve is an ace serve for Caroline Dahl. So Caroline, here in the first set, early in the first set, has 3 of the 5 points for Dawson Boyd, now an ace serve. So she's starting out well for the Blackjack. Serve goes into libero player, Zachary, and then a hit, and I think that was Bartunek. Avery Bartunek with the kill there at the net. 7-6. Blackjacks can tie it up with the next point here. And here's Caroline with the serve. Goes into the back. Oh, it's way long. Goes out of bounds, and it's a two-point lead for the Yellow Medicine East Sting. Serving is Mackenzie Deardall, a middle hitter senior. She looks over to Coach Fadness, and Coach Fadness with the clipboard saying where to serve. They go into the back row to Johnson, the libero player. Bartunek with the set. Dahl hits it from way in the back row, gets it over to net, and then a big kill there by Gallagher again. Boy, can Megan Gallagher get up off the floor. Right in front of me here, a few feet in front of me. 9-6, Yellow Medicine East. We're in set one. Glad you're with us on Q92 tonight for Camden Conference Volleyball. Serving is Deardall. Here's the Blackjacks. Mary Boffin blocked at the net. And the Sting trying to save it. Now they got to get it over on the third hit, and they do into Johnson. Now here's Bartunek. Oh, the ball got loose on Avery, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be 10-6. Avery hit that, did not hit it down, and hit the back wall, actually. And now they're getting a volleyball back in. 10-6, the score. Deardall gets the whistle from the referee on the ladder. And here's a serve to Deardall. Goes into Dahl. She passes it up to, a little too high of a pass there to the setter, Lydia Offit. And Lydia could set the ball and hit the net, and it's 11-6. Sting leading. Both these teams played in. Oh, there's an ace serve. Oh, no. What a dig by Johnson. Tara Johnson. What a dig by the libero player. And now Gallagher with her third kill of the set. Boy, she powered that one over the net. Boy, what a beautiful dig Tara Johnson did. She's only in ninth grade. She came flying up to the front of the net from the back row. And there's a serve into Tara. Now up to Offit. Here's Boffin attacking the net, and Sting keep it off the floor. Now they hit it out of bounds. Boy, a nice hit by Mary Boffin. Gallagher hit it, but it went long out of bounds. Here's Amelia Olson, defensive specialist. Amelia is 5'5" and a junior. Here's her serve. Goes in the back row to Stefan. Gallagher up to Flores, who hits the ball. Here's the Blackjacks, Mary Boffin, and it goes out of bounds. Hit long there by Mary, and it's 13-7. Paul Ramo here in Dawson tonight. Camden Conference matchup between the Sting and the Blackjacks. We'll get to the other matches around the area as well. Now Lydia Offit called with a carry. That'll give the Sting a point. And it's 14-7, Yellow Medicine East. Serving is their setter, Madison Hins. Serve goes into Dahl. She's too far of a pass. Easy. Oh, Amelia Olsen deflends it. Now Mary hits it into the net. The pass was too far. Actually, the pass went from the back row from Caroline Dahl, went over the net. And I think it was Gallagher there that hammered it back over. But actually, I think Amelia Olsen took it in the face there, but she kept it off the floor. Here's a serve by the Sting. Dahl. Sartunic back to Caroline, and she hits it into the net. Air there. 16-7. Coach Andrea Lee clapping her hands. Blackjacks played at Westbrook Walnut Grove this past weekend. And they went 0-3, but they played some tough teams, and they were in all the games. And Coach Lee was really happy with how they actually played. Here's Bartunek with the kill. Avery Bartunek, a junior middle hitter. Visited with Amory in the Q92 booth at the Lacaparl County Fair this weekend. Actually, took a picture with Mom and her sisters. Pretty good picture, too, I might add. Here's 16-8. Served by Bartunek. Here's the Sting side. This is Zachary gets it over. Amelia Olsen up to Jenna Wyam. Blocked it. Oh, Wyam gets the point. Jenna Wyam with her first kill, and it's 16-9. Can the Blackjacks come back here? They're down 16-9 here in set one. Avery Bartunek serves, goes into the corner, and a set there by Hins. Now it's over to net. Here's the Blackjacks trying to return it. Play at the net. A drive by Gallagher, and it's dug up by Olsen. Bartunek saves it, and now Wyam gets it over to net. What a job. Nice job by the Blackjacks. Gallagher, oh, wow, she is a power hitter. Oh, no, the Blackjacks keep it off the ground. How did they do that? How did they do that? Coach Leah Fadden is arguing with the referee that was way out. And, oh, Avery Bartunek, Mary Boffin. I thought Coach Leah Fadden is not a happy camper here to my right. That went like behind the bench almost. And now the floor referee is going to go chat with the referee on the ladder. That ball was like behind the bench, and Avery Bartunek went after it. And actually, I lost sight of Avery, but somehow, all of a sudden, the ball is up by the Blackjack net. And they got it over, and boy, the Dawson crowd went crazy. And now they're going to keep it. The referee coming over to talk with Leah. 16-10. They're going to keep it with the Blackjacks. What a play by Dawson Boyd. That was absolutely amazing. All right, Bartunek's going to serve. 6-point lead for the Sting. Olsen, Bartunek up to Jenna. Too far, and it hits the net. Point for the Sting. I stopped watching because the volleyball is actually behind me. When all of a sudden I found it, and come back in the front of the net, and Mary Boffin hits it over, and the Dawson crowd went nuts. Mary pushes over with two hands. Nobody in the corner, back corner there for the Sting. Blackjacks hanging around here, 17-11. Mary Boffin will serve. Still can't get over that play. That was amazing. Mary Boffin serves. Goes into number four, Steffen. And the Sting get it over. Now Boffin just hits it over at one hit. Here's Hins with the set and the drive by Flory. And it's out of bounds. Sting saying it was tipped. Referee said no. Flory's hit the ball there. Boffin serving at 17-12. Blackjack slowly getting back into it. Now a soft touch there by number four, Allie Steffen, for Yellow Medicine East, and nobody in the middle of the floor there for Dawson Boyd for the point, and it's 18-12. Libero player Abby Janish serving. Janish goes into Amelia, now up to Offit, and a drive by Dahl, and it is good! Caroline Dahl with another kill. Mamer's going to come back in for Olsen. Lydia Offit has the volleyball in her hand, ready to serve. Blackjacks trying to close the lead, close in on the lead here. 18-13, Sting leading. Here's Hinz with the set. Blocked at the net by Mamer off a hit by Deardahl. And now back row, Gallagher gets it over to play net. Here's Dahl, and good, Caroline Dahl. Boy, the Blackjack fans are loud tonight in their Hawaiian gear. And the lead is cut to four, 18-14. Blackjack serving, Offit tosses the ball in the air, goes deep in the back row. Gallagher up to Hinz, and here's Deardahl, the soft touch, and we got a net violation on the Blackjack. 19-14, Sting. Number three, Jaden Zachary, a sophomore with the volleyball. Into the back row goes Johnson. Stepped in front of Boston, and Blackjack's going to have four hits there. Tara Johnson, the freshman, ran into Mary in the back row. 20-14. Sting leading, and the serve goes way out of bounds. Jenna Wyam pulled it down just at the last second, and Jenna's wearing a big smile. Jenna was in the back row. She had her hands up to hit it, and all of a sudden she pulled it down at the last second and went out of bounds. 20-15, excuse me. Tara Johnson, the freshman, serves. Here's the Sting, blocked at the net, out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds by Bartunik and Mamer. 21-15. Allie Steffen with the volleyball. There goes the ball over to them. On the serve, Bartunik passes it up to Offit. Now Boffin will get it over from the middle of the floor. Hinz, back set, drive there by Deardahl, blocked by Bartunik. And Dahl, play at the net. Mamer with a block. Good volley going on here between both sides. Here's Offit setting up Dahl. Look out! And it's good! Oh, wait. They're going to give a point to the Sting. Not sure what happened there. We've lost the volleyball. Referee going over. One of the posters on the wall fell down again. And it's actually behind the yellow medicine East setter, or server. So they want to make sure that is not there. So they're cleaning up some posters again. Need some different tape. Duct tape must not be working on the wall there. Anyway, here's the Sting serving, leading 22-15. Serve goes into Bartunik off her knee, and she hits it, passed it into the net. Blackjack couldn't play it. It's 23-15, Yellow Medicine East. Allie Steffen, a sophomore, outside hitter. Once again serving for the Sting. That's some tall girls. Here's a serve by Steffen. Goes into Bartunik, passes up the Dahl, back to Avery. Here's her drive, and Steffen passes up to Hinz. And here's Gallagher, and she gets the job done again. Megan Gallagher with another kill. 24-15, set point for the Sting here. To get this point, they will win the set. Offit backs at the Dahl. Carolyn hits the ball cross court. Zachary passes it up, and now Steffen with a hit and a point there for the Sting, and they win the first set 25-15. 25-15, the Sting takes set one, and they lead the Blackjacks one set to none. Both sides switching benches, and we will take a couple-minute break, and we'll come back with set number two between the Blackjacks and the Sting.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Ava Bartunek of the Dawson Boyd volleyball team here, and you're listening to Blackjack Volleyball on 92.1 FM.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Check out TuftyAuto.com. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Another fine sports booster is Bott Appliance and Electronics of Marshall. Bott Appliance and Electronics offers free delivery and pickup and disposal in the Madison, Dawson, and Canby areas. They also carry furniture and beds with Serta mattresses. Check out Bott Appliance and Electronics on Facebook for more information with lots of great pictures. Shop Bott Appliance and Electronics, downtown Marshall.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd Community Center, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Sting took the first set, 25-15. The Blackjacks did cut it to four at 18-14, fought back there, but the Sting finished strong there and picked up a first set win over Dawson Boyd. Other Camden Conference matchups tonight, Macapal Valley, they're at Central Minnesota Christian. McCray is at Mineota. Mineota, of course, ranked either one or two in the Class A this week. Tracy Milroy Ballatin's at RTR. Lakeview is at Canby. Renville County West at KMS. That's in the Camden Conference. All right, the switch sides here in front of a nice crowd. Hawaiian night here in Dawson tonight. And here we go. The Blackjacks get the first point. Start set two. They got a little more enthusiasm. I think Coach Lee had to wake him up there between sets. He wasn't too happy. In the huddle there to my right here between sets. And here's the Blackjacks serving Tara Johnson. And the Sting hit it back over. And Mary Bothan got a piece of it in the back. And we're tied up 1-1. I'll pass along the other scores in the Camden Conference as I get them. Number three serving, Jaden Thackeray, serves in the back row. Mary digs it up, and the ball comes right at me here. Point number two for Yellow Medicine East. The Sting, as I mentioned, played in the Southwest Challenge this past weekend in Marshall. They played some big schools, Totino Grace, and then they beat Waconia and LeSueur Henderson. So a good tournament there for the Sting. There's another point. Mamer couldn't handle it. And it's 3-1. Jaden Thackeray, sophomore, looks over to Coach Leah Fadness. And the serve goes into the back row to Avery. Bartunek passes it up to Offit. Back to Bartunek. And Avery hits it long, out of bounds. Good ball movement, though. Good passing by Avery to Lydia Offit. Lydia does such a nice job setting. 4-1, and there's an ace serve for Yellow Medicine East. Jaden Thackeray and Coach Andrea Lee's calling. I thought she was going to call a timeout. She is calling a timeout. 5-1, exact same thing that happened in set number one when Andrea called a timeout. The Sting were leading 5-1. We'll take another break. 5-1, Sting leading set two.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital. The Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital and Clinic is a unified regional healthcare facility. They also have clinics in Clara City, Milan, and Clarkfield. Healthcare is provided in an atmosphere that enables and encourages medical staff to get to know you and your family. That's the Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital and Clinic, proud to be serving the people of this area since 1910.
Need some electrical work done on your farm, home, or business? Well, Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric is the man you're looking for. B. Johnson Electric does commercial, farm, and residential wiring. Brett is your complete source for all your electrical needs in the Q92 listening area. Contact Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric at 320-226-5070. That's 320-226-5070.
All right, coming out of commercial break there, Avery Bartunek just got a kill for Dawson Boyd. That was her fourth kill of the match, and it's 6-2. Blackjacks, they just served the ball out of bounds, so now Yellow Medicine East will serve. Number four, Allie Steffen, a sophomore, serves the ball into the corner to Dahl, up to Bartunek, and oh, Megan fanned on that one badly. Megan Mamer, she missed time that. And she's going to come out, and Olivia Stratmon is in, a senior. She'll play at the net for Dawson Boyd. 7-2, Blackjacks. Steffen serves in the back row to Johnson, up to Offit. Here's Mary with a big hit, and a nice dig by Steffen, play at the net. And it's over on Stratmon's side, and Stratmon's passed a little too far to the net. Bartunek was unable to get there, and it's 8-2. Here's Steffen's serve again, goes into Dahl. She bumps it up to Bartunek, and a whistle. And two hits on the Blackjacks. And just like that, the Sting have a 9-2 lead. Number four, Allie Steffen, continuing to serve here. That's a soft serve. Johnson comes up. Offit back over to Johnson. And, oh, Tara gets it over to net. Here's Hins with the set and a big drive by Deardahl. And it's good. Deardahl with the kill. That's her first. Or second, excuse me. 10-2. And off there, Johnson and Bartunek run into each other, but they get the ball over to net. Hins setting up Gallagher with a drive and a kill by Megan Gallagher, her fifth. And she's all smiles for Yellow Medicine East at the net. 11-2 Sting. And there's a service there. Steffen didn't get enough on it, and it hit the net. And here comes Amelia Olsen in for Stratmon. 11-3, so the Blackjacks need to rally here. Down 11-3 here in set two. The Sting took the first set, 25-15. Here's Amelia's serve. It's a good one, and it's an ace serve for Amelia Olsen. Nice job by Amelia. She loves volleyball. She loves to play volleyball. And she's good at it. There's a high serve, just barely crossed the net. And it's back-to-back ace serves for Amelia Olsen. 11-5, Dawson Boyd. Amelia's serve again, tight in the back row. And it's a three ace serves in a row. How about that? Holy cow, Amelia. Blackjacks. Amelia Olsen on fire right now with three ace serves in a row. Can we do four? We'll find out. Here's a serve from Amelia, and it goes into Steffen. Pass it up, and the Sting can't get it over. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Four straight points for Dawson Boyd off the serve of Amelia Olsen. Here's 11-7 to score. Amelia's serve, and Hins, Gallagher gets the ball over net. Amelia passes the ball up to Offit, and Bartunek hits it out of bounds. Point, Yellow Medicine East, and that stops the nice serve, nice play by Amelia Olsen, 12-7. Here's a serve, and Johnson plays it, and Offit plays it over. What a play by Lydia Offit. Wow, and she gets high tens, high fives from Jenna Wyam and Mary Boffin. They're celebrating at the net. Beautiful play by Lydia Offit. Here's a serve, and Gallagher hits it in the net. And now it's Yellow Medicine East struggling a bit here. And it's 12-9. Blackjacks were down 9-2, and now it's 12-9. Bartunek serve, and Avery hits it long out of bounds. Avery's just too strong. She got to back off on the weights. Hitting it hard. She comes out. Tara Johnson in. She'll be in the back row with Amelia Olsen and Caroline Dahl. Here's a serve in the Dahl. Nice pass up to Lydia. Here's Wyam with the drive, partially blocked by Gallagher. Now Deardahl gets it over to net. Johnson, pat back, a back set by Lydia. Mary Boffin hammers one. Hins Up to Deardall, soft touch. Good play by Mackenzie Deardall of the Sting. Did not hit the ball hard. She just softly touched it over the net. It went right in the middle of the floor. Blackjacks could not react in time. 14-9 the score. The Sting serve. In serves, and Blackjacks return it. Sting could not. Blackjacks now down by 4. 14-10. They lost the first at 25-15. Here's Mary Botham to serve. We got a net violation. 2 hits. And a point for the Sting. So now it's a 5-point lead for Yellow Medicine East. 15-10. And serving is number 7, Megan Gallagher. Gallagher tosses the ball up in the air. It's too long, out of bounds. Point Dawson Boyd. Mamer comes back in for Amelia Olsen. All of a sudden, some life in these Blackjacks. Here, and here's Lydia serving. Serves it in the back row to Deardall. Hins at the set. Flores with a drive and a kill by a Flores. Her first. 16-11. Sting serving a libero player, Abby Janich. With the serve in the YM, an ace serve for Janich. Abby Janich, just cousin of Grace Johnson of the Blackjacks. Here's Janich serve. I believe she's also a Silhouette. I think all the Johnson and Janich family are dance teams. And the hit is out of bounds by the Sting's Deardall. And it's 17-12. Bartunek back in. And now serving as the freshman for Dawson Boyd, Tara Johnson. Wearing the libero jersey. The serve high into the air. Gallagher plays it up to Hins. And a drive there by number 3. That's Thackeray. Now here's Carolyn too far at the net. And Carolyn plays it off the net. Ball blocked by Bartunek. Bartunek gets the point. But what a play by Caroline Dahl and Bartunek at the net for Dawson Boyd. Bartunek kind of blocked it, and the ball kind of just sat up there on top of the net. And then she hit it in a Sting. I think that was Hins. Hit it back quickly, and Bartunek blocked it. 18-13. Yellow Medicine East leading here in set two. Sting leading 1-0. And a service error there by the Stings. Jaden Thackeray, sophomore, with a service error into the net. And it's a 4-point lead, 18-14. That's where we were in the first set with the Blackjacks coming back, cutting the lead to 4. And then the Sting finished strong. Let's see if the Blackjacks can finish strong this time. Johnson passes up to Offit. Here's Mary with a big drive, partially blocked by Hins. Oh, now Hins puts it over, does not set it, and just hits it over quickly. What a play by Madison Hins of the Sting. 19-14. Stefan will serve deep in the corner, and Bartunek leaves it go, and it's in. It's one of those last millisecond decisions you have to make in the back row, and Avery decided to let it go, and it bounced, and it hit inside the line. 20-14. Waiting for the whistle. And waiting for the whistle here. Not sure what the delay is. There's the whistle. And now Stefan with the serve into Avery Bartunek. Off it. And Mary Boffin will push it over across court. There's Gallagher. Hins back to Gallagher. And what are they going to play? Oh, carry called on Dawson Boyd. A carry on the Blackjacks. 21-14 the score here in set two. Allie Stefan serves the ball. Coming up, Johnson digs it up, but I think hit the floor. It did. Boy, the ball's going in the middle of the floor, and the Blackjacks just aren't there quick enough. 22-14. Yellow Medicine East leading the Blackjacks. Stefan serves into Bartunek. Johnson. Mary's got to get it over on the third hit, and she does just that. Hins at the net too far, and Offit saves it from the floor. Here's Mamer, and now Johnson gets it over on the third hit. Hins backs at the deer dog. Good. Just like you draw it up. Hins with a back set, the Mackenzie Deerdahl. And that was Deerdahl's fifth kill of the evening. It's 23-14, Yellow Medicine East. And then Stefan continuing to serve. Goes into Johnson. Mary Boffin. Here's Mamer. Gets it over. Nice dig there by number five, Janich. That was Abby. Deerdahl hits it on the third hit. Here's Mamer with the set. Bartunek blocked at the net by Gallagher. Boy, Gallagher racking up the staffs here. And it's set point for Dawson Boyd. 24-14. Stefan serves into Johnson in the middle of the floor. Here's Lydia with the set. And Mamer hits it long, out of bounds, and a point for the Sting. And they win it 25-14. The Sting takes set number two. Blackjack's fighting back there, but they just can't get over the hump. We'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll come back with the third set, with the Sting now leading 2-0 on the Blackjacks. We'll be right back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Another fine sports booster on Q92, Fernalls Crop Insurance, located 3 miles east of Madison on Highway 40, owned by Brian Fernalls. Full service agency offering multi-peril crop insurance plans and crop hail policies. Go to fernallscrop.com for more information or call Brian's office at 598-7711. Fernalls Crop Insurance says good luck to all area athletes.
Heartland Motor Company is your trusted Chevrolet dealer in Morris, and the reason why? Our loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter our showroom, when you service with us, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. We are dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being a part of your community. Heartland Motor Company, Morris.
Builders First Source in Madison is another fine sports booster on Q92. Builders First Source is your place for windows, doors, kitchen, cabinets, and more. So any type of remodeling or new construction, think Builders First Source in Madison. They are located right along Highway 40.
Hi, this is Lydia Offutt of the Dawson Boyd volleyball team, and you are listening to Paul Ramo on Q92. Go Blackjacks!
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper. Sports also brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm agent, with his office located at 210 St. Olaf Avenue, North Canby. Stop in and talk to Tony about how State Farm is giving qualified policyholders a discount of up to 40% on car insurance. Tony Orata, your State Farm agent, located downtown, 507-223-5259. That's 507-223-5259.
All right, Yellow Medicine East leading Dawson Boyd 2-0. And we're going to start the third set here. And here's Lydia Offutt serving. Let's see if the Blackjacks can turn this around. They lost the first set 25-15 and the second set 25-14. And they get the first point again here in set three. And they lead 1-0. Leading the Sting is Megan Gallagher with a 7 kills and a block, couple blocks. Tied up 1-1, and serving for Yellow Medicine East is Jaden Zachary, a sophomore. And she tosses the volleyball in the air, and it goes into the corner, into Lydia. Now up to Caroline. Here's Jenna Wyam. Hits it into the net. 2-1, Sting. Well, I noticed a lot of the Dawson Boyd students wearing green skirts because it's a Hawaiian night. Some have pink flamingo floaties. Service out there by the Sting. See a couple coconuts out there. 2-2, tied up. And here's Tara Johnson with the serve. In the Gallagher. Hins will set an up Stefan with a drive. Offutt up to Caroline. Blocked at the net. Here's Bartunek back to Dahl. Another drive. Oh, and a dig in the back by Gallagher, but she unable to get there. And that's a kill for Caroline Dahl. And the Blackjacks, I believe, have their first lead of the night. 3-2 is the first time they've led, outside 1-0. I should say, not the first time they've led, but a rare lead here for the Blackjacks. 3-2, and now we're tied up 3-3. Mary Bothan can't play it in the back row. That brings Coach Leah Fadness off the bench. And we're tied 3-3. And it seems like Allie Steffen has been serving all night here for the Sting. She has the volleyball, gets it in, an ace serve for Steffen. 4-3. Sting retakes the lead. Steffen serves, goes into Johnson, up to Lydia. Here's Bartunek with a drive. It was tipped. And now a whistle and a point for Dawson Boyd. A carry called on the Sting. And Coach Leah Fadness asking about the contact there. Now the captain Hins going visiting with the referee. And they're going to keep the score the same, 4-4. And here's Caroline Dahl. Tosses the volleyball into the air, goes into the back row, and then one hit over. That was by Abby Janish. Now a whistle on the Blackjack side. It'll be a point for the Sting. Carry there. 5-4. Well, we got our next broadcast will be football. It'll be New Ulm Cathedral at La Caparo Valley Friday night. 7 o'clock kickoff. Going to be honoring Bill Beck this weekend, the longtime football coach at Appleton in La Caparo Valley. And there's a kill by Mamer. And the Blackjacks have tied it up 5-5. La Caparo Valley Eagles, they're in Prinsburg tonight, and they just won the first set 25-23 over the Blue Jays. So the Eagles up 1-0. Here, the Blackjacks are down 2-0 on the Sting. They have their work cut out for us. And we'll pick up the action here. Here's Gallagher with a monster hit. Boy, she is so talented and so strong. Megan Gallagher. And puts her team back in front, 6-5. And serving is number 3, Zachary. Gets over it. Now Mary Boffin hits it into the net. Point Sting. 7-5. Yellow Medicine East. Sting are 4-4 on the season. They played Mineota tough. They lost to Mineota 25-20, 25-21, and 25-14. Mineota, of course, one of the premier teams in the state. We'll be seeing them next week, I believe. Now the ball is in. A nice hit there by Flores. And it's 8-5. Yellow Medicine East leading. They're serving. Hins serves. Here's Mary Boffin with a drive, and it goes out of bounds. Point Sting. 9-5, 4-point lead. And Hins serves a tight one just over the net. And hitting up front too far. And the Blackjacks can't play it over on the third hit. Blackjacks not passing the ball well tonight, and a timeout by Coach Andrea Lee. So we'll take a commercial break with the Sting leading by 5. 10-5, and they lead 2-0 on the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. We'll take a break and be back with more volleyball from Dawson right after this.
You're listening to KLQP, Madison-Dawson, 92.1 FM.
Hello, this is Chris Wozinski, your state representative. I just want to wish our local schools the best of luck this season. The lessons learned in the arena of competition will help forge them into strong, successful adults. If I can be of assistance, please do not hesitate to write or call. It's an honor to serve you at our state's capital. This message was paid for by Swazinski for House.
10-5, Yellow Medicine East leading Dawson Boyd, and here's Mary Boffin, hits it into the net, trying to get it over on the third hit, and it's 11-5 Sting as they lead Dawson Boyd 2-0. They won the first set 25-15, won the second set 25-14. And Bartuni gets it over on the third hit, and the Hens returns it, and it's a point for Yellow Medicine East, and number three, actually, that's Jaden Thackeray, excuse me, Jaden, with the point. They're not Hens. Hens is serving, and it's 12-5. Goes into the back row to Amelia Olson. Here's Offit, Bartuni. Again, Avery hits it long. Avery is too strong, powerful. Going to come down on the hits a little more. 13-5. Thing leading in the Johnson. Up to Olson. And a drive there by Boffin. And Dierdall saves it in the back row. And the Sting get it over on the third end. Nice play by the Sting. Here's Offit. Here's Bartuni with a big drive. And the ball's hit by Stefan. It goes all the way up to the rafters. And Gallagher hits it out of bounds. Gallagher tried to go across court that time and hit it on the side court. Out. A rare miss there by Megan Gallagher. 13-6. Bartunek is serving. Here's Flores, and Flores hits it long. And we got back-to-back points for the Blackjacks. 13-7. Coach Leah Fadness sitting right next to me here. Here's Bartunek's serve. Goes in the corner to Stefan. She passes up. The Hens, and Gallagher hits it long. Oh, it's good. Excuse me. And I think that was good for the Sting. Yep, it was. 14-7 now. 7-point lead for the Sting. And Megan Gallagher, an outstanding basketball player for the Sting. And not too bad a volleyball player. And Mary Boffin hits across court. And it's out. Point Sting. 15-7. Looking for the other volleyball. Well, here it comes. And Gallagher, number 7. She is a senior this year. She started when she's a sophomore on both the basketball and the volleyball team. I know she played a lot of summer volleyball this year. And here's Gallagher, passes it up to Hens. She'll set it for Flores. Blocked at the net by Mary Boffin. Nice block at the net by Mary. And it's 15-8. Can the Blackjacks come back here? They're down 2-0. And they're down here in set 3. 15-8. Served by Mary. Goes into the back row. Hens. Now up to Stefan. She'll get it over. Blackjacks can't return it. Point Sting. 16-8. 8-point lead. Off the bench is Abby Janich, the libero player for Yellow Medicine East. She will serve. And the serve is in the corner. Goes to, Amelia couldn't pass the ball up. 17-8. It's all Sting here tonight. And Coach Lee calling another timeout. We'll take another break. It's 17-8. Sting, they lead 2-0.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
All right, welcome back to Dawson, everybody. The Yellow Medicine Sting leading Dawson Boyd by a score of 18-9. And the Blackjacks will serve here with Lydia Offit. Lydia serve in the back row to Gallagher, who's played outstanding here for the Sting. And now a set by Hens and a drive there by number 3, Thackeray. And got a point there for the Sting. And it's a 10-point lead, 19-9. Just got a final. Mineota and McCray are already done. Mineota sweeping the Wolverines tonight, 3-0. Here's Mamer with a drive into Gallagher. In saves it. Gallagher's got to get it over, and she does. And Offit up to Mamer, and a soft touch there by the Blackjacks. Here's Gallagher to Stephan. Nice block. Oh, Hinz puts it over and scores. Madison Hinz with another point, and it is 20-9, Yellow Medicine East. In is Alexis Smith. First time she's playing tonight. 20-9, Sting leading. And a service error there by the Sting. And the Blackjacks will get the volleyball. And Tara Johnson, the libero player, will serve for Dawson Boyd, the only ninth grader on the roster for the Blackjacks. And it's a little run-jump serve, and she does it nicely. That's tough to do. Abby Janey's passed the ball to Hinz. Gallagher would hit, get it over. Now the set by Mamer. Bartunek hits it into the back row. Here's Hinz. Play at the net, and a Sting went underneath the net. The violation there. Point Dawson Boyd. And it's 20-11. Tara Johnson continuing to serve here. 20-11, Sting leading. They lead 2-0. And here's a serve by Lydia into number 6. That's Alexis Smith. Now Smith hits it over the net. Her first action here. Here's Avery. Cross court hit by Avery. Bartunek and the Sting keep it off the ground. Their doll hits it on the third hit. Here's the set. Here's Bartunek again. Blocked at the net. And now Deardall can't play it over. Point Dawson Boyd. 20-12. Sting. They lead 2-0 on the Blackjacks. They won the first set 25-15. Won the second set 25-14. Here's Hinz setting up Deardall with a drive into the corner. Nice dig by Johnson. And here's Caroline. Dahl has been quiet here for the Blackjacks. And now Bartunek. Here's Offit. Back sets up Avery, and it goes out. Too long again by Bartunek. Yeah, Caroline Dahl. I got Caroline for 8 kills. Got a Blackjacks having a hard time feeding Caroline there. 21-12. And a nice serve, and Bartunek digs it up. Offit will push it over. Here's Hinz, the setty for Gallagher, and that's like automatic there. Megan Gallagher with another kill. And it's 22-12, Yellow Medicine East. The Sting's number 6. Alexis Smith is serving. And the serve is tight over the net. Mary Boffin digs it up, one hit, and that's an easy point for Gallagher. Or was that Deardall? Referee was blocking my view there. 23-12. Blackjacks trying to stop the bleeding here. Here's Offit. Back to Bartunek. Avery. Good. Bartunek. Avery showing a little frustration there as the point is good for the Blackjacks. And so here's Caroline Dahl with the volleyball. Blackjacks down by 10. Need a big rally to force another set here. And the serve by Caroline is out. Well, here's set point, match point for the Yellow Medicine East Sting. Mackenzie Deardall will try to close it out here for the Sting. She's serving. Serve high, serve Johnson. Offit. Here's Bartunek. It's a point for the Blackjacks. And Amelia Olsen comes in to serve. Down by 10 here in set 3. Amelia Olsen with the serve. Goes in the middle of the floor. Here's Hinz. Sets up Flores. And Flores hits it way long. Point Dawson Boyd. They're still alive. Set point, match point for the Sting. 24-15. Olsen serve. Goes into the middle of the floor. Gallagher. Hinz setting up Flores to try it again. And it's out. Point Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks still have some breath in them. 24-16. Next point for the Sting. They win the match. Blackjacks rattling off a few points here. And Hinz. Here's Flores for the third time. Blocked at the net by Lydia Offit. 24-17. Backcheck not going away quietly. Serve into Deardall. Back row. And now Gallagher hits it over to net. Here's the Blackjacks. Off it. Here's Mary Boffin. Soft touch. Oh, nice dig. Play at the net. And it's a point for Blackjacks. Guess what? 24-18. Never say die. Never quit. Here's Amelia again serving. Goes into Deardall. Here's Deardall with a point. Hits it out. No good. Point Dawson Boyd. 24-19. Six straight points for Dawson Boyd here. Match point for the Sting. In. Here's Gallagher to finish it off. Nice block by Offit. Play at the net. And that is a point for the Sting. They win it 25-19. They win it three sets to none. But Blackjacks fighting hard there at the end. Wow. We'll take a break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-987578. That's 325-987578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison, and right on Highway 212, Dawson. Dustin, Casey, and the gang are always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Dawson and in Madison, just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon 507-920-8453 or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Hi, this is Caroline Dahl of the Blackjack Volleyball Team, and you are listening to the greatest radio station in the world, Q92.
A longtime sports booster is Dr. Brad Mosing of Mosing Chiropractic Montevideo. Dr. Brad's mission is improving the lives of others. Dr. Brad Mosing can help you deal with injuries resulting from auto accidents, sports, work, and even help you target your nutritional needs. Office hours are Monday through Fridays, 8 to 6, and he's located at 525 Legion Drive, Suite 1, Montevideo. You can call for an appointment at 320-269-7135. That's Dr. Brad Mosing.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, a healthcare campus including a 65-bed skilled nursing facility, 12-bed critical access hospital, outreach specialty services, home care services, fully staffed medical clinic, secure 36-unit independent living apartment building, and therapy services. Madison Healthcare Services, all your healthcare needs in one convenient location.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
You're listening to Blackjack Volleyball on Q92, the best radio station in the world.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. The Sting defeat Dawson Boyd 3-0, and 25-15, 25-14, and 25-19. And, well, here's the Neon Needles Subway player of the game with me, Megan Gallagher. Megan? Congratulations.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, you played well.
Yeah, I struggled a little bit, but every person does.
Okay, I didn't know that. I have you for 9 kills, right? Good job.
Yeah.
Talk about the sets here. Your setter sets you up good?
Yeah, she does really well. She played Southwest with us, and that improved her very well and improved me and anyone that played with it.
Yeah. That's right. You played a lot of volleyball this summer. Talk about that a little bit. Who was with and what happened?
I had Maddie Getter from Obasso. I had Lydia Kusner, Sydney Schwitters, Ellie Time from McCray, Leo Wright from Canby, and I had a girl from Laverne and Adrian.
Oh, okay. And you guys went down to Florida?
Yes, we did.
And how'd you do down there?
We won a national championship.
That's right. I knew that. Well, congratulations with that. Now, what's the goal here in high school, to get to the state tournament?
That would be a dream, yes, but we're going to try to make it as far as we can in playoffs.
There you go. And you played well tonight?
Yes, we did.
All right. Well, the best of luck to you the rest of the year, and you got a Neon Needles T-shirt and a Subway Valley meal from Subway.
Thank you.
You bet. Congratulations. Let's talk with Leah Fadness, the head coach for the Sting. And, Leah, congratulations.
Thank you, Paul.
Well, talk about the sets here. Set one, you took 25-15.
Yeah, you know, I think we got out here and we started out with a really strong start. We had a couple too many errors, and we talked about just trying to eliminate that on our side and make sure that we stayed disciplined. But it was good to still come out on top, especially after the tough weekend that we had. I just thought we did a good job of just executing when we needed to and keeping the pressure on Dawson from the service line.
Okay. Yeah, and the Blackjacks made it tough there at the end. They rattled off about 6 points there at the match point.
Yeah, the positive for us on that is it was six errors on our side, so it wasn't six
yep.
earned points.
Yep.
So it's stuff that we can, you know, work through, especially getting some of our younger kids in.
Right.
We're still able to make sure that we can, you know, score when we need to.
Okay.
But they did a good job of putting a little bit more pace and keeping the pressure on us there at the end. We just need to make sure that we can finish.
Finish, okay, yep. That's what were you happy with tonight with your team?
I was happy that we, you know, we're just consistent from start to end. Besides the last little bit there, you know, give or take those last 6 points, I thought we did a good job of staying consistent, making sure that we're reading some of their off-speed shots. And we've really talked a lot about just getting stopped on defense and making easy plays easy on our side, and then making sure that we're handling the tough balls and getting those balls in system the best that we can.
Okay, and talk about Megan here a little bit. She did pretty good tonight.
Yeah, she played well.
She struggled.
Yeah, you know, I'm tough on her because, you know, when she errs, you know, it affects our whole team. So we just, and she knows she's got pressure on her shoulders because she's one of our senior captains, so she's got to play well all the time. But overall, she does a great job. Being a sixth rotation middle and, you know, defending and serve receiving, we're asking a lot of her, and she handles it well. But she's able to find the floor, and she puts a lot of pace on the ball, which is great. And she just does a really good job of just making sure that she stays focused and getting good positive touches on the ball.
You were able to get the ball up the hinge, your setter?
Yeah. You know, we like to pride ourselves a lot on our, for the most part, pretty strong serve receive.
Yep.
And I thought that was one thing that was going in our favor tonight, just making sure that we were keeping balls in system. We talk a lot about making sure we're playing balls to the well, and I thought that we were able to do that. And Maddie does such an excellent job of delivering balls to any of our hitters. We're just trying to find a little more confidence in our younger kids.
Okay. Yeah. You got Camby on Thursday, I think, right?
Yep, you're correct. And
they're a tough team.
Yeah.
They're surprising me.
They're always scrappy. You know, they can make a lot of good, solid plays. It's just going to come down to us making sure that we can stay, you know, mentally engaged in what we're doing and, you know, control the balls that we can, control our effort and control our energy.
All right. Leah, congratulations on a win tonight. You bet.
Have a great night.
Take a snap here. We always got to do this, right? So you got Camby Thursday. And like I said, the Lancers, Janae, right? First-year coach doing a nice job there.
Yeah, she is. She's been around a lot of good volleyball, so she knows what she's doing.
I got Mineota swept McCray pretty easy tonight, and Lac Qui was ahead of Central Minnesota Christian in other games. What do you think about the Camden Conference this year, how it's setting up? Tough teams, Mineota's
tough? Yeah, Mineota's, I would say, probably one of the toughest teams. But, you know, then after that, we're all, I would say, pretty evenly matched.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, all it takes is one team to show up one night snoozing, and anyone could, you know, come out on top.
All right, good luck. Congratulations, and we'll talk to you again, hopefully, soon, huh?
Thank you, Paul.
All right,
have a good night.
That's right. Leah Fadness there, and Andrea, okay, don't see Andrea right now, so I tell you what, that'll just wrap things up. I just got another update for Lac Qui Valley. Central Minnesota Christian just took set number two on the Eagles, 25-17. Eagles took the first set, 25-23. And like I said, Mineota swept McCray tonight. And Camby Lancers, they're up 2-0 on Lakeview. They took the first set. The Lancers took the first set, 25-19. And they just took the second set, 25-21. Our next broadcast will come on Friday night. Lac Qui Valley football out at the Eagles Nest, I'll call it. They're going to be taking on the New Ulm Cathedral Greyhounds. And last year in New Ulm, it was a last-second field goal by the Eagles to upset the Greyhounds. It was a great, great football game. And looking forward to that again. And we'll be honoring Bill Beck, the longtime football coach at Appleton and La Caprile Valley this Friday and Saturday at the 52 wing at 3:30. So head on over there and say hi to Bill, and there's going to be a lot of football players in the 52 wing Saturday afternoon at 3:30, that's for sure, during Applefest in Appleton. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to Mike Meyer back at the studio. Once again, the Sting sweep the Blackjacks 3-0. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Canby Co-op Credit Union, AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Dawson Truck Parts, Wolfslager Excavating, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, The Wold Agency, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Rise Nursery and Tree Service, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Ortonville Area Health Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Dawson Grain Co-op, Northern Plains Tiling, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen. Sports brought to you by Vicks Plumbing and Heating, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Larson Brothers Concrete, Appleton Area Health Services, B. Johnson Electric, First Security Bank of Canby, Woodland Centers, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Builders First Source, Haugen Insurance Agency, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Ludvigson Tiling, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Ottertail Power Company. Sports brought to you by Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Minneota Building Center, Erickson Chevrolet, Appleton Building Center, Kluver Law Office, Tufte Auto and Sales, Rural Solutions Incorporated, Whitnable Construction, Tostins and Septic, Dawson Auto Glass, Pro Image Partners, Chris Swidzinski, Swidzinski for House, State Representative, Farmers Co-op Association, Midwest Power Sports, Madison Healthcare Services, Jubilee Foods, Fernholz Crop Insurance, Sanford Medical Center of Canby, Midwest Truck Parts, Cargill, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Jim's Market in Canby, Culligan, Heather Nursery and Floral, Ridgeview Seeds, Myers Electric and Infrared, Bought Appliance and Electronics. Sports brought to you by Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, A&B Auto, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Peterson Team Realty, Boris Crop Insurance, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Steve Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Ryan Smith Prairie Brand Seeds, United Prairie Bank, Madison Dental Clinic. Sports brought to you by the Federated Telephone Company, State Bank of Taunton, Heartland Eye Care, Klein Bank, Madison Bottling Company, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, DuPont Pioneer, Cockleman Construction, Heartland.